Hello and welcome to Cyber Soundbites, the podcast that explores how best to protect yourself, your family and friends online. We'll also keep you updated on the latest cyber threats while taking a deeper dive into subjects such as social media use, the dark web and online gaming. I'm Ben Cook and this time I'm talking to John Cook, who's head of the Ministry of Defence's Cybersecurity Advisory Services, also known as CISAS. I asked John to explain what it means.
Secure by Design is a new approach to reduce the cybersecurity risk across defence. It uses sort of a one-team effort to empower people to deliver their systems as best they can and be resilient to cyber attack. And it does this through supporting them with policies, tools, guidance, and a capability program to help support teams. Secure by Design replaces a traditional accreditation approach and introduces continual risk management to cybersecurity from concept stage through to disposal. So the main sort of tenets of it are to shift left, as they say, to make sure security is managed from the outset. The use of open standards, better guidance and simplified processes, in particular to empower people about decision making, and I'll talk a bit more about that later on. With this comes improved accountability as we make sure that security is actually aligned with the governance processes for a program, and it allows it a program to be really transparent about the risks that it's carrying.
Now, let's touch on MOD's previous approach to cybersecurity and what it is that you're hoping will come from this new approach.
Yeah, so the previous approach really focused on sort of external governance and put a lot of emphasis on the opinions of the security specialists within the department. And although that was very positive in some respects because people working on a project could ask an expert how things might work and how they might turn out, it didn't always produce the right outcome. Perhaps people felt that they didn't really own the security problem that was in front of them. It was for a specialist external to them to sort out. Perhaps because someone else was dealing with it, they didn't really feel they needed to think about it too much. They would ask the expert when they got there. And of course, this had a knock-on effect. If you haven't really thought about the problem, then you ask someone else about it and you haven't really given them all the information. Are they going to make a good decision on your behalf? It was just so wrong. It just put responsibility completely in the wrong place. And it was frustrating for everyone because there would be delays in the program while the experts tried to work out whether they had the right information. Programs perhaps didn't even realize they had a problem, so they hadn't accounted for it. It just made it really, really a bumpy ride. And the result was that programs would end up having to accept a risk that was perhaps nearly intolerable because they could have avoided it at a very cost-effective rate. So this is all about just being much more organised.
We've all been guilty of ignoring those pesky emails and updating passwords, but seriously, John, how important is it for us all to take responsibility for our own cybersecurity?
Yeah, we absolutely need to do that. And if everyone can do it, then that will make the whole system work much more smoothly. This isn't just about cybersecurity experts. I know we often talk about the security, the front line is you, but it's really very, very true. And that works just as you just described for an individual user, but it also works for bigger project teams and the way we organize ourselves. We absolutely need to take this on board. And the issues around some really big decisions can be quite catastrophic if it's not taken seriously. But most things can be managed if they're identified. And this is really what this is about.
Yeah. And, you know, our listeners will know that throughout this series, we're touching on some really, really important topics, which I'd hope that by now, I certainly do, as someone who's privileged enough to have these conversations with people like yourself. But I now know the significance and the seriousness of it and ensuring that we are accountable for our own cybersecurity. So anyway, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Why does secure by design matter, and how is it going to be delivered?
So secure by design is particularly important at the moment because of the way technology is really taking off, and the department absolutely has to take advantage of it. So often in the past, we've had to wait until the technology is two or three generations old before we've had the confidence to employ it. But to compete in this quite hostile world at the moment, we absolutely need to grab the new technology and run with it. And so, ironically, as we start to try and do that, we realize that we've just got to be more agile in how we work, communicate better about what our logic is and our opinions, and be clear about what our appetite is for risk. And different parts of the department actually will have very different approaches to different aspects of risk as well. And so all of the secure by design work is set to enable this. It's just to make it easier for people. It should almost be like riding a bike. It's so natural, you're not even thinking about it. That's where we'd like to get to. That may be a goal too far, but that's certainly how the people in the program are hoping, with all the extra tools and instructions and guidance and help desks and things like that, that it will get for people.
I mean, it sounds like a big mission. Is it live? And if so, how's it going?
Yeah, so yes, it is live. And I should say at this point, thank you very much to all the people in the Ministry of Defence that have got behind this, and our industry partners, and in fact, other government departments and academic experts as well. It's been a real team effort. We went live in July, and that was after a series of pilots, that some 80 pilots of quite big programs, and certainly the results on those big programs have been really good. Some programs have found that by taking security just that little step further, they could expand how they could use their capability. One of them can now export it when they wouldn't have been able to export it before. That's all sorts of knock-on potential benefits there. Well, absolute benefits. Some programs have found that they needed to reprogram, to regroup, but they found out early, so they hadn't spent loads of resources or wasted too much time. And the time that they have lost as they regroup, they can recover later in the program because they're just better set now for the future. So that's been really positive as well. So just in terms of process, I won't talk to exact defense instruction numbers and so on here, but there's a defense instruction telling programs what they need to do. There's a guidance portal that's available, that's out and available for people to use. And we will continue iterating around as we go to improve the guidance and to make sure that people are able to use the tools, and they are using them. And we will adjust them if we need to. And there will be more materials coming online as we improve and as we go forward. One thing I would say is this is a huge change in attitude in the way we think about our roles within projects. It will take a bit of time to bed in. And we're at a time when the whole department, oh, it's not just the department, government and industry are struggling to get enough cybersecurity people to advise them and to help them. So very aware that there's a recruitment issue at the moment as well. And I think that's slowing up some of the adoption. So it might sound counterintuitive because we're saying take security into your own hands, let the project deal with it. But the project still needs to employ the right people to help them. It's just, so that's just an issue at the moment. Hopefully, we have got plans in place to help attract people into the department. And over time, the plan is that will be less of an issue. Again, better guidance and training and so on will actually help to reduce that gap anyway.
I mean, that's fantastic to hear, John. Now, any words of wisdom or key messages for those working with you on Secure by Design?
So the first thing I'd ask is stick with it. Keep your shoulder to the wheel. We really appreciate the help from the program perspective, and we will keep listening to make sure we understand how things are going. As I said, there are some problems with resourcing at the moment across the whole department, in fact, across the whole country. We'll work with that. We are very interested in people's experience of working through the process. It's really important that we are able to improve the experience for everyone. As I said, I'd like it to feel just like getting on a bike and riding it, as opposed to feeling probably a bit lumpy, which it does at times, I think, at the moment. I think individuals in whichever role they're in, whether they're within a project and they're principally working on project management aspects or finance or something else, will need to get up to speed over time with this, and it will get easier as we go forward. I think there's some really good conversations going on. We want to be able to share people's experience, so we want to make sure that we've got the right communities of interest and those sort of things. We will improve as we go along. But I guess it's a big thank you for getting us started, and then keep working with us as we mature. There have been some really good examples of where projects have avoided, taken advantage of opportunities, avoided problems, taking advantage of opportunities. So we can already see the benefit coming through this. So just stick with us.
Wise words, John. And finally, any crucial advice or points that haven't come up yet for our listeners?
I guess there's just a few things to bear in mind. The rest of the government are very interested in how we're doing. So there's a Secure by Design program that's being led out of the Cabinet Office as well. They're looking very closely at how the Ministry of Defence is sort of leading the way on this. So they're learning from that. We know that the NCSE, who have worked with us on this, are also very interested in how to expand its use elsewhere. So I think the department can feel somewhat proud of what it's achieved at the moment. Still loads more to do, but I just think it's worth celebrating, actually, that we've got this off the ground and it's reaping benefits.
Well said. John, thank you for joining us today and shedding light on the MOD's Secure by Design approach. We appreciate your insights. Take care and good luck with it all.
Thank you.
That was John Cook from the Ministry of Defence's Cybersecurity Advisory Services. Look out for more episodes in this series. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more by emailing the team at cyberconfident@mod.gov.uk.